go brothers, man. Go, go brothers, man. Go, go brothers, man. Mighty Morphin Brothers, man.
Welcome to the Brothers Murph Get Smart, a weekly podcast in which two brothers, namely myself, Nick Murphy,
and me, Michael Lee Murphy,
work to become more knowledgeable about this big, beautiful world that we live on and everything inside of it. Basically, we're the dum-dums.
Hell yeah.
Ask all the silly questions so that you guys can be at parties and be like, I know about this topic.
We're dumbass, bro.
Introduce me to it, and I no longer have to ask the dumb.
We're
going to
train you guys to forever annoy people in social settings, which like the, did you know? And everyone's just like, ugh.
Yeah, you're going to be that guy.
And it's going to be You listen to the Brothers Murph Get Smart, don't you? And they're like, I sure do.
So you're no longer a dum-dum.
We're
no longer a dum-dum club.
That's our whole goal, guys. 2017, no more dum-dums. That's what we're aiming for. Joining with us from, did we do other intros?
No.
All right, man. Who's in D.C.? Is there anyone over there across the pond?
Hello, is there D.C. in the house?
Hey, it's me. It's Dylan.
Hell yeah,
Dylan White.
Dylan White in this mug. And, go ahead.
You just took it over. Go ahead.
I just realized. I'm like, I don't think we've made it all about us again. And I mean, it is about us, but you know, we want to include others.
Way to go, guys.
So we have, come up with an I, Nick, quick pop quiz.
I don't know.
What's another word that begins with I?
And the interesting.
You know what? That's a little vanilla, but it's definitely true.
And it's true. It is true. She's very interesting.
Casey Lee Brown.
She has hair.
Dang, the three namer today.
I threw in my middle name. I don't know why.
Casey Lee Brown.
I have the same middle name as Mike does, but
different
spelled
spelling.
Differently.
So this today, our
you're so wrong.
I think I wonder if they're going to get to a point where they're like, oh, they filmed this early in the morning. They don't have their shit together.
5:30 a.m. It's not. All right, so, and if you guys haven't figured it out by now, this episode is all about Yu-Gi-Oh!
Yeah! Woo!
Don't even joke with me.
Yu-Gi-Oh!
It's all about them Power Rangers.
Blue Eyes by Dragon.
Power Rangers. I planned for Yu-Gi-Oh! Now, so sorry.
Mike's already. And if you haven't can't figure it out from that, our expert is going to be Mr. Michael Lee Copernicus Mercury.
Holla!
Second middle name. No one knows about it except for
Big
me.
Fan of the pod, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Friend of the pod.
Big friend of the pod.
His
here.
Podcast could
sorry,
be better.
Pod Save America. We stole that from you. We love you. Okay.
We
sorry.
Homaged them.
Friend of the pod.
Oh, the cap.
Tip
them.
Of the cap.
So, yeah, so we're going to be talking about them Rangers.
Yep.
Go, Power
I was with you.
Rangers.
I was having some fun back and forth. Okay.
Mike and I are very similar.
Anytime that it gets slow, I'm just going to start singing the theme song. Dylan, you with me?
I am totally with you, Casey. Okay.
All right, guys.
So I got to be honest.
Yeah, if you start hearing me sing, you got to be more interesting like
sounds
me,
good.
Apparently.
Apparently.
Sounds good. So we're going to talk about the Power Rangers, you guys, and specifically the early version, what's going to focus on, the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the
like,
OG.
The real version of Power
the
Rangers.
Only version, yeah. No. And we'll talk about all the other iterations.
Because there's
and,
been a bunch.
There's been a whole ton, and leading up into the movie they just released this week, and seems like it's doing pretty well in the box office.
Yeah,
cool,
they're on pace to make made around like $40 million, which is a solid opening.
Yeah,
I guess there's still some like good stock in the Power Rangers brand. So the Power Rangers.
What are Power Rangers?
What are Power Rangers?
That's actually kind of a fair question.
Yeah, what I still don't really know what Power Rangers are.
They're like intergalactic. They're like basically, you know, like Green Lantern, and they have like the Lantern Corps, mm-hmm. like space police and stuff. It's similar to that, man. They're like protectors.
Wait, okay. Really?
Of Earth?
Of Earth and different. I was thinking of countries, planets, and things around the galaxy at different
they
times.
Also protect Portugal from time to time.
Yeah,
but only Portugal.
Earth and Portugal.
They have a contract deal with them.
Yeah, no, it's they're superheroes, you know, they're superheroes. So the Power Rangers brand is based on the show Super Sentai in Japan.
Okay. What does Sentai mean?
Sentai means task force
oh.
or fighting squadron.
Cool.
Super okay. task force. That's a good name.
Yeah, super task force, yeah. super fighting squadron both sound cool. So Super Sentai is a series that's been going on in Japan since 1975.
Whoa. Like,
it's still going on?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Interesting.
Still happening.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. That's like four. How many years is that now?
It's quite a few. Quite a few.
42?
Yeah,
that's a lot.
Holy cow.
Same people?
A lot of footage they can steal.
Yeah, and they have used a lot of it. I mean, the same, no, different, like, actors.
It's just like 65-year-old dudes. Like, the
fire's propped up in the helmet. You hear just like, let me retire. Fight the Putty Patrollers again.
He's just fight them again.
Yeah. No, it's been going on since 1975 and is continuing to this day. The Super Sentai series is obviously very similar. It's like different colored superheroes that get powered up, and they fight all sorts of villains and monsters and things, which the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers and each version since has stolen footage from.
Really?
Yeah, I'll explain that. So real quick, Super Sentai is a... tokusatsu genre. It's one of the shows of the tokusatsu genre, which is like basically like sci-fi shows, fantasy or horror. They have monsters and stuff, and they're made for like kids, and they're movies and TV shows. So they're things like
Godzilla?
This genre sponsor, like, yeah, like, yeah, inspired things like Godzilla and innovations and like puppetry. It goes back to like Bunraku and Kabuki theater with using puppetry and having kind of pushing special effects. So
okay.
Things like Godzilla happen because of this genre. Obviously, you see influences of like Godzilla and all that, and Power Rangers, yeah, in terms of like the big monsters smashing up cities and all that.
For sure. So.
Can I put in a request now that we do a Godzilla episode soon?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's actually fair, because I actually don't know really anything
about
it.
My little
Godzilla.
Brother could lead it, because really? We watched so much Godzilla.
He's pretty deep in, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Deep
in. But it's cool that they did the they're kind of like innovators when it came to like technology and special effects and stuff. Cause I remember as a kid, like the 90s show, you know, like it was pretty darn cool in terms of like the, yeah, special effects and when they would grow into like the big version. Cause
yeah,
every single episode is always exactly the same, you know? And it's like, but it was really cool for that time. Like really, totally, really cool.
And it's like aged now, but you know, you look for early 90s. So it was pretty cool, especially given that, you know, the footage, some of the footage they're using is even from a little bit earlier. So yeah, it, you know, they did a good job. So Super Sentai, again, has been running forever.
So the American version of the show just.
So Mighty Morphin
is based off. Okay. Mighty Morphin.
Power Rangers.
Is that what you guys all watch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the first. That's the first American iteration. That was the one that, like, I personally, I think all of us were obsessed with.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
we watched through the movie and then kind of fell off it.
I think that we were obsessed with it until we got to that point in our development where we started recognizing faces.
Yeah.
Because that's the one thing in Power Rangers that really doesn't work at all, is you're just watching faces that don't move and mouths, like the alien mouths that, like,
yeah.
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 It's, again, some of the puppetry, all these monsters and stuff, like, it's not the best in terms of,
nah,
like, you know, the mouths matching the words, not to mention they're also dubbing it from Japanese footage. So, so real quick, I'll go kind of the history of how like Mighty Morphin Power Rangers became a thing. So it was developed by Saban Entertainment, and Haim Saban in particular was in Japan and saw Super Sentai come on and was like, what the hell is this?
Cause
it was
Haim Saban.
Haim Saban, who runs Saban Entertainment. He's a media proprietor, investor and stuff. So he was like doing like stuff in the music industry and doing like concert promotions and all that, but like wanted to get into TV. Mm-mm. And so, he saw Super Sentai in like 1985 or 1988 in Japan. And this was huge and well established at this point.
Yeah,
this is like, you know, we saw how like Power Rangers
in.
Yeah, became super popular here. It was already that over there.
Yeah, yeah.
But it hadn't reached out of the country at all. And he's like, we need to make this. We need to have this. So he had this idea to kind of create a series where you Americanize things, but you use footage from the show to make it kind of easy, and all the action-y bits are from the original, and schlepped that thing around for like 7 years trying to sell it to people. Most countries, or most companies rather, were like, pass, hard pass. What is this? Like, there's monster. They just didn't get it. Finally, he brought it to Fox, and Fox was like, okay, we'll give it a shot. And then they started filming. They did like open casting calls for their five leads at the time, and found all these people, two of which were gymnasts. The other three, you know, had martial arts backgrounds, so they could do some of the stuff outside of the suits, yeah, like the choreography and whatnot.
So it was like a fight scene where they're not in costume.
Yeah,
you know?
And then they morph up, and again, we're using footage from Super Sentai at that point.
I feel so dumb for not knowing this, but I watched Power Rangers when I was so little. I had no idea that that was like Japanese footage.
Well, to be honest,
70%.
Yeah, I didn't either until we were much, much older. Until years and years after we watched it, that's when I found out.
I want to rewatch it so much now to watch, because I'm just like, oh, those kids are so cool. Yeah. And they can fight well. But they just cut to like a bunch of Japanese people. Yeah. In suits across the world fighting.
That was filmed like 10 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Trini's, is she even Japanese? I don't know. Probably not.
I don't know.
Tui Trang?
Tui Trang?
Yeah.
She's like Vietnamese.
Probably. I mean, yeah. Again, I think they were banking on the fact that this is aimed at fairly young children.
Who won't realize they're being duped.
And it took me a long time. Like, I didn't know that it was based on other stuff. And then one point, as I was older, I'm looking at, like, Rita, and I'm like, why don't your words match with your mouth?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, it's dubbed over. This is all from Japanese television. And then the big puppets, it kind of makes sense. Their mouths barely move anyway. So it's like, you can put any language on it. It's fine.
I feel lied to.
Yeah, you should.
You were. That's why we're here.
I feel like Casey's having an existential crisis right now over the identity of Power Rangers.
Yep, just freaking out over here now.
Yeah. So Saban and everybody, they got their five Rangers in Amy Jo Johnson, Austin St. John, Walter Jones, David Yost, and Tui Trang, who were the five original Rangers.
Yeah.
Okay, that's gonna be let's see, Kim, Jason, Zach, Billy, and Trini, or pink, red, black, blue, yellow. Because we all, you know, everyone. Some people knew the names, some people knew the colors.
The yellow ranger, the blue ranger, yeah.
Yeah.
The racist ranger.
Yeah.
Well, two of them were kind of racist.
Yeah.
I mean,
wait, which ones are racist?
It's the Yellow Ranger and the Black Ranger.
It's just a little on the nose. Like the black guys, the Black Ranger, the Asian ladies, the Yellow Ranger, the cheerleader, girls pink, you know?
Okay.
It's not horrible. Yeah. It's just like,
I mean, let's put this out there. This is early 90s. I applaud them for having diversity in their show.
That's cool.
You know what
that
I mean?
That is pretty cool.
But again, they kind of counteract that by making their ranger color match their skin color, if you don't. Yeah. You know, that,
also,
the racist get weighed at all.
Also, like, wasn't the White Ranger supposed to be, like, the best of them or something like that?
He was originally green, and he was evil when he was green, and then they changed him into the White Ranger, and he became the leader. So, yeah, maybe there's something going on there.
Pretty much, yeah.
Although, Haim is definitely a Jewish gentleman, so hopefully he wasn't also pushing some sort of, like,
Aryan agenda. Probably a not really well thought out thing. They're like, oh, we'll just make the black guy the Black Ranger, and you know, and it probably wasn't thought out.
Walter Jones is like, I love mastodons. You're like, bam.
And then at the time, I don't think anybody really cared. It didn't seem like it did. No. So
if
like,
they did that now, it
then
would
it'd
be
a huge issue. But
yeah,
which meaning in the new Power Rangers, it's not that way. The Asian guy is the Black Ranger, and
it's all mixed up.
The black guy's the Blue Ranger. Yeah,
it's all mixed up now. It's beautiful, wonderful, wonderful world. So the first iteration in 1993, once they got this thing up and running, was Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Mighty Morphin Power
Rangers. Okay, so that was based on, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers was based on the 16th version of Super Sentai. So
what?
Super Sentai, after the first, they did, the first iteration lasted 2 years. So 1975, 1977, and pretty much ever since then, every single year, the show changes where there's new costumes, new people. It all switches up, and there's a new iteration of Power Rangers.
Like 40 of these iterations?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And in America, they followed suit after Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Every year, it's been a new Power Rangers show that switches things. Sometimes characters carry over. Sometimes, you know, characters come back, but it's always a new version. And have to do that because they have to pull footage from Super Sentai.
Is the show still going on?
Oh, yeah. Power Rangers is still on, ladies and gentlemen.
Really?
In America?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's been running continuously since
I thought it ended in like early 2000s.
No, we just grew up. We became 12.
I did not know that.
We moved on. That's why I'm bringing it back, guys.
I want to watch a new one. What's it like? What iteration?
Oh, it's the same, dude.
Oh,
sure. It's exactly the same. Like, it's nothing has changed. It's great. It's terrible.
So what's, could you like just describe an episode of Power Rangers? Because I remember it. I basically am like, yeah, Yellow Ranger's awesome. But I know that there are like bad guys and there's like a lady mm-hmm. and she's always yelling. But beyond that, I don't, there's like an HQ, but who's their boss? And like they've, sure. And also a little bit about each one. Cause like there's like a nerdy one and like,
you know. Absolutely, yeah. I forget that maybe not everyone's seen Power Rangers.
Yeah, at least not for a while.
Although,
yeah.
Shame on you if you haven't, because the original's on Netflix, and a lot of versions are on Netflix, so you can go back and watch them.
Hey, it's our job to ask the dumb questions.
I know. True. No, I'm not wait, mad at anybody.
Hold on.
I am furious.
All of Power Rangers is on Netflix?
A lot of it is on Netflix. Not all of it, but there are several iterations
Mighty Morphin
on Netflix.
Is.
This Mighty Morphin's on there. Weekend.
Unfortunately, the movie is not on Netflix right now, but they have a lot of the versions. So do check it out, including I think the newest ones. So here's an easy way to say it. If you've seen one episode of Power Rangers, you've seen them all.
They're all exactly
but how do
they're
they
super
be,
formulaic.
How do they become Power Rangers though?
They get like in the first episode, Rita Repulsa, who's been in like this space dumpster for 10,000 years. Rita Repulsa is like the alien witch who's the main adversary in the early days of the Power Rangers.
Yeah.
So she's been like cast aside and put in this like dumpster for 10,000 years by Zordon, who I'll talk about in a moment. So she lands back on the moon in the first episode and immediately starts like messing with shit again.
Uh-oh.
So Zordon is like this leader, the person who's kind of the main mentor for the Power Rangers, basically sees that like Rita's back. She's doing stuff. She's got a big telescope from the moon. She looks in on this like one city. So Zordon basically sees the five teenagers that are kind of like most qualified to be the Power Rangers. They have like the spirit and the heart that you want to see in the Rangers. So he just like aww. Teleports them straight away into his lab. He has like this like futuristic lab that has like,
and Zordon's just a big face.
He's just a big face in a tube.
He's like Rangers. He's
just like Rangers. The Wizard of Oz.
Kind of.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Zordon has like this little nervous robot Alpha 5 who's just like ay ay ay
ay ay ay ay ay ay. Rangers, where are you going? Ay
that's pretty
ay,
good. That's pretty good. That's Alpha sounds, 5. Yeah. So they only get transferred to this place and are just like way too nonchalant about it. They're just like, this is a weird place. I'm like, you just flew and teleported through time and space.
You're yeah. not on Earth anymore.
You're way too calm for this. No, the thing is, I think they are in town. I think they're in on Earth, just like right outside of town.
They're just like, there's
it's
like
very unclear the distance, but I'm pretty sure I've seen them like run back to town once. And so I'm like, oh, this no, is just in the suburbs.
It's a little in fact, but they're actually in the back room of an Arby's.
That's right. Yeah. There's Alpha 5 keeps going away to like deep fry like stuff.
Everyone's like, you just see like Jason pull up like a triple,
everyone's ordering
triple
the
Arby's.
Roast beef. Yeah. So they get transferred and they learn about like the Power Rangers and everything. So Zordon is again this floating face in a tube.
Yep.
And he's their leader. And tells them like, you're gonna be the Power Rangers, you have these power coins. Jason, you're, you know, a leader and strong. You have the properties of the Tyrannosaurus. And so they find this scene and stuff. They all have different attributes that make sense for the dinosaur they become. So, you know, Trini's like fast and all that. So she's the saber-toothed tiger and
she's in the dinosaur.
Zach's the mastodon for a reason. And Billy's really thoughtful. So he's a triceratops because I guess triceratops were thoughtful creatures.
They have three brains, one each horn.
Exactly. So they all
and,
get like
and
the
Kimberly's a pterodactyl, right?
Yeah. So cause she's like very agile and she can fly around and she's gymnastic style. So
that's true.
So yeah, they basically all have the properties of the Rangers and Zordon gives them the powers. And then they just kind of like go back to town. They're like, well, that's kind of neat. We don't know what any of this is. And then Rita Repulsa sends down Putty Patrollers, which are like minions. They're just kind of these little like,
they're like the Foot Clan, essentially.
If you're a turtle fan.
Yeah.
TMNT turtle fan. They're just kind of like the little henchmen. They're just kind of disposable. Like she literally creates them out of putty and they just come like out of like a big machine. She's like cranks a lever and they just come like doop, 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 and like pop out. So they're
just
disposable.
A nameless henchman villain kind of thing.
Yeah. So in every episode, once we have it established that they're the Rangers.
And they're just all fine with this. They're like,
they're like,
we can turn into these.
As long as this doesn't conflict with my economics class, fourth period. Bad joke.
Yeah.
So they turn into, when you say they have the qualities of the dinosaurs, that's when they turn into like the dinosaur robot things, right?
It's like the Red Ranger is like the Tyrannosaurus, and so they don't turn in, they don't turn into robots. They have robot cars,
essentially. Very cute.
They're called the Zords, and they come then become Megazord and all this. They're basically big old robots that in this iteration are based on dinosaurs. A lot of times in other iterations are like car based.
Okay. Yeah.
But in this one, they're like big. So it's like a big T-Rex comes like lumbering out and it's very like mechanical and all that. But they just like said, it's like more about the spirit. And then that's the color. So Jason becomes the T, you know, the Tyrannosaurus. He's the Red Ranger and so on. And so they just like walk back with their morphers and they're like, that's cool. So in every episode, once you have kind of the character stuff established, the episode plays out like this. You have like the five or six or however many there are. And there's different numbers at different times.
Rangers. Okay.
They're just like hanging out at the smoothie shop, doing stuff, being like bullied by the two bullies. There's like Bulk and Skull, who are like these like two biker bully dudes who are ridiculous and always like talk shit and always get their ass kicked and like get embarrassed, but they're just relentless, right? Because bullies be bullying.
Yeah.
So they're gonna like have some interaction with them. And then, like, earthquakes and stuff are going to happen because Rita's doing shit from the moon. And then Rita's going to be like, go get those Rangers! And she, like, throws down Putty Patrollers.
Sounds, yeah.
Putty Patrollers. Yeah, she has the most hoarse voice. I feel so bad. That must have hurt. She sends down, like, Putty Patrollers. And that's the initial thing. And, like, a lot of times, the Putty Patrollers will be fighting the Power Rangers when they're not in their suits. So that'll be like the time that the American actors are doing their choreography. It's usually like the first battle fight.
Okay.
And it's just kind of, they like fight them. Sometimes they morph and they do like a little fight thing and then that's it. And then Rita's like, that wasn't enough. I'm going to send down Goldar, who's like one of her main right hand mans. Yeah. He's like this big gold, like wolf dude. So she'll send them that or the Monster of the Week, which was a popular thing with tokusatsu shows and like Super Sentai. It's always like the Freak of the Week, you know, it's this thing. There's Eye Guy who's just made up of eyeballs. Different things. So she sends down that guy to fight. They morph. They do the morph in time sequence. And then now they're in the suits fighting. So from here to the end of the show until like the last 30 seconds, all Japanese footage. Yeah. So they fight.
So like pretty regularly half of the footage is going to be not the,
for sure.
Oh yeah.
The actors that we all think it
is. Oh my God.
Okay.
I'm sure that they're like, let's find any way to have as much footage from the original so we can just keep this episode short.
Oh my God. They must have made so much money off of this because they're not paying shit for their actors. They're using other footage. Oh my God.
It was genius. Yeah, if you think about it. And the fact that like, people didn't get residuals. They, you know, in the early days, like I said, people didn't get paid much in the early days and they were using their likeness for toys, for anything and everything. And it's just all money in the bank.
Their agents were terrible.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Seriously. Yeah. Or they didn't have them. Maybe they're like, you have an agent? No, come right in.
So they fight the Zords.
So they fight the, this is before Zords. So they fight the Monster of the Week.
They're just in their ranger suits.
Yeah, they're just in their ranger suits. And they have like these little guns that turn into swords. They have like certain weapons they use and stuff. At some point, they're going to get like the upper hand on the monster. And then Rita's just like, this isn't working. Man, she like throws a spear thing down to earth. She's got good range on that throw. And this always makes the monster massive.
Yeah, like city, like Godzilla city.
Godzilla
size.
Yeah. So now you go Godzilla-sized monster, and it always plays out the same way. They use the same footage, everything. So now we have giant monster in the town. Rangers are like, shit, what are we going to do? Time for the Zords. So they call in their Zords, and like the T-Rex comes lumbering in. It's always, again, the same footage from every episode. It's like the thing flies in, the pterodactyl, and the saber-toothed tigers run, and the mastodon's like lumbering over, and then they all combine their individual Zords because they all have like their own thing and they become Megazord, which is like a human looking or robot
transformer.
It looks like a transformer. Yeah. And then the big Zord, and they're all in like a control room together, fights the big monster. And then the monster either goes back or gets defeated or whatever. And Rita's like, Then it goes back to like 30 more seconds of the humans, the Americans in the smoothie shop. Just like, did it again, boys. Credits.
The exact same every single time.
Super formulaic. Same thing overseas. It's a just super straightforward formulaic show. Nothing ever changes. And that's how people want it. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers is based on the 16th iteration of Super Sentai, which was Beast Rangers of the Dinosaur Corps.
Still the coolest one.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
That sounds awesome.
Can anyone guess why they went with this version of it first? Why was this like they wanted to, you know, they had all these different iterations to pull from originally. This is like a mini pop quiz. Why do you think they chose this iteration?
Because Beast Wars was out at the time.
Jurassic Park just came out.
So they were going with Dino Fever at the time. So they said, like, we got to have dinosaur bots and things. And they're all like dinosaurs. That's why they started with the iteration of Power Rangers. That have the dinos. So the early days of the show, you guys, they filmed for like 6 months before the show came out, and they filmed all the out of suit American stuff to kind of like relocalize the show in America.
Yeah.
And they shot all of the, you know, them like hanging, they was like, they would hang out at a smoothie bar / gym, which I think was ahead of its time because I don't think that ever existed in the 90s, but now like that definitely exists. Yeah. There's like gym juice
Equinox
bars.
Super fancy.
I'm like, man, they're making
Equinox should probably pay something.
They're trailblazers, the Power Rangers, you know?
Yeah. So they filmed all the stuff that they needed the actors for, and then they spliced it together with footage from the Japanese show and then debuted in 1993. The early days of the show is kind of crazy. Like they were just kind of just making it happen. This was a non-union show. So
what does that mean for people who aren't in the biz?
That means basically they can get away with doing a lot of shit that they can't if they're a union show. Oh. Unions are here to protect people. I know sometimes they get kind of like
demonized
and whatnot. So like,
but it's important for the actors and for stuff and the craft.
Absolutely.
Like craft services.
Absolutely. And you know, for a couple of reasons, like a lot of the actors, they had to do their own stunts. Like for stuff they're out of suit for. And these are things that like, they're not necessarily trained for. Like they, again, David Yost, who played Billy and Kimberly, were gymnasts formerly. The other three were martial artists. So they have like training and doing stuff physically, but they're like getting hung over like pits of fire and all these things for the show with like no protection really. And because it's a non-union show, and they also only got paid like $600 a week. It was and this is after the show comes out and it's become popular. And they just still weren't making money, not getting residuals.
Yeah,
because
you don't start off if you don't start off union like that, like they don't have to pay you more just because it's like there's no contracts. Well, there are contracts, but they're like shitty. Yeah, it's like,
how did they get around you being in the union?
I think because it was such a new idea, and they're pulling from like, you know, foreign TV shows. They got around it.
Wow.
The Wild West days of TV, man, for children's television.
So they were just like shittily paid and treated poorly. Yeah. And
they had to go to work the morning of like the big Northridge earthquake in 94. They like had to work that day. Like LA's in ruins and they're just like driving over the 101 to work. The other thing is kind of cool because some of these people were trained. They like actually choreographed their own fight sequences.
That's
cool. They had to do it very fast, which is probably part of why they don't always look great. They're just like, hey, you know, Walter plays Zach, the Black Ranger, and he like had this like hip hop dance fighting thing. That was all his creation. They're just like, do dance fighting. He's like, all right, I'll do this and punch the putty guy and all that, the putty patroller. So they like created their own fight sequences. They do their own stunts. They weren't getting paid jack for it.
Did they do this because they thought this is going to lead to future stardom, or like
the actors?
Yeah.
Hey man, it's a job. I would have done it.
Yeah.
If you can tell me you're going to get $600 a week to act right now, I'd quit all my other jobs.
No, and I mean, yeah, and the hope is, I guess, that it's popular, and it was really popular. Of course, that didn't really help them, but like the hope is that it takes off and you get a good deal out of it,
or you're able
to move on to something cooler, which I'm sure didn't happen either.
I feel like this is like,
except for the Black Rangers,
the America's Next Top Model of kids TV shows, where they always promise you like, oh, you're gonna become like a super famous model and da da da.
Yeah,
there's never been a famous model from America's Next Top Model. There's like three people that have come out and done something. It's all a lie.
Shows are that way. Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
Power Rangers is not your gateway.
The only one who made it past that is a Black Ranger, because what's his name, Walter?
Walter Jones, yeah.
Yeah, his name is Wayne Brady, by the way. Look at that dude. That's definitely young Wayne Brady.
He reinvented himself afterwards, yeah. Like singing.
They look kind of alike.
They look exactly
no,
the same.
No, they don't. They just they have similar are, haircuts.
No, they look... I'm pull up a picture. Mike.
No, I've seen him.
we'll leave it up to you guys. You guys can tell us on our social media if you think there's a resemblance. And if we think there's anything to the conspiracy theory that Nick has now concocted in that Walter Jones is in fact Wayne Brady. Same, similar first name. Just saying.
Same
both
letter.
W's.
Can that happen?
That's weird.
How many W names are there?
So let's see. The original iteration, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, was the longest single running iteration. It ran for 3 years. It culminated in the they had the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie,
which is great,
which is amazing. And that is terrible. It's on par with the rest of it.
Yeah, it's pretty,
you know,
pretty
bad. I just remember, like, how long is that movie? Because I remember it being like
probably 80 minutes.
Yeah,
max.
Yeah, but like I definitely remember it being like epic.
Yeah,
in the way that I could only describe it in terms of Lord of the Rings is what my memory of this movie is. Now, obviously it's been a long time since I've seen this, but right. this was almost Star Wars for me when I was a kid.
It was an
pretty
event.
Much, yeah. It really was. It was a big deal when we were kids.
Yeah. Cause I mean, a lot of things happen. So, you know, one is there's, if you guys, I'm sure listeners in are like, Hey, there's a gaping void in this podcast. There's a certain character that has not been mentioned.
He's useless.
And I will let you know that is purposeful. I have not talked about somebody, but we have to address the elephant in the room, which is Tommy Oliver. Okay.
What?
Jason David Frank, who played Tommy Oliver.
Yeah.
Tommy came into the show mid season one. He came in as the Green Ranger. The Green Ranger came in. He was evil. He was brainwashed by Rita Repulsa, who's the main or one of the main villains of certainly in the early days of the Power Rangers. Yeah. She's an alien witch who's the one who sends down monsters and Goldar and on all of her minions. So Rita brainwashes this kid, gives him the power of the Green Ranger, gives him one of the power coins, which is what they have, that imbues them with the morphin abilities and the Zords and all that. So the Green Ranger shows up and he's like this badass. Like bad ranger who's like fighting the rest of them. He has his own Zord. He has like a dragon dagger that he can like play the flute on, and it creates the Zord and runs around. So they like fight this thing. He's like this adversary at first. They beat him, which basically breaks a spell on him. And then they're like, "You're pretty cool, dude. You got some sweet long hair. Come on in. Yeah. Go ahead. Come on in." And this right here for us, and it probably is jealousy based because, like, you know, he's like a hunky dude. But like
all the girls loved him. I know. So annoying.
And here's the thing. I'll talk about this. So he comes in and becomes part of the Rangers. And then when they do the movie, he becomes the White Ranger and like, it's even like cooler looking. He was already the coolest looking Ranger and had his own Zord and all that. Then he becomes the White Ranger. And then the show like says, "You're the leader now." Like literally Zordon, who is kind of the Power Rangers like mentor, like says, "You're running this now." And you're like, whoa, what? And like at that point, I was out.
Yep. After the movie, I never watched again. Couldn't do it.
I'm done.
Jason is the leader.
Yes, he is.
Jason the Red Ranger is the leader.
Jason the Red Ranger is and was and forever will be the leader.
Be usurped by a long-haired hippie.
Some bitch. No. The reason I talk about that is, and the reason I left it out is because we all got frustrated, but like he was. When Jason David Frank came onto the scene as Tommy, like it was a game changer. That the character, the Green Ranger, was not meant to stick around. He was supposed to come in, be like this villain, switch sides, and then Rita has this like green candle that she burns, which as the candle burns in the story, Tommy becomes weaker and weaker. And in the Super Sentai version, originally, the idea was that when that candle went out, he dies.
Oh,
interesting.
Whoa.
If only. So the original, that's the idea, is that he's originally going to die, and it's going to be great. It's going to be a great story arc and everything, and be really interesting. But you know, that's supposed to be a limited thing. But they started getting fan mail immediately.
Yeah,
As soon as Tommy came in, they're like, we love this guy. We love this guy. Oh my God. And then the, like the White Ranger, people just love this character so much that they said, never mind.
Yeah.
We're going to keep him around. We're going to put him front and center. And he's gone on, that character has gone on to be in several different versions of the Power Rangers through time as Tommy Oliver, now Dr. Tommy Oliver, and has been the White Ranger, Red Ranger. He's been a bunch of different colors.
Same actor,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
So he's been in a lot of different iterations. And the guy who plays Billy, David Yost, was in, he's actually, I think, been in the most episodes, but his role kind of changes through time.
So we have this original version that is, yes, they're just like forgotten Rangers that get no money and are treated terribly. And so they make a lot more different versions of the show.
Yeah. So again, you have the issue of you're pulling footage from another show. Those shows,
so it's a finite Super, amount. Yeah.
Super Sentai is based on every year. They kind of want to re-up the look and everything because there's merchandising opportunities there. It's interesting, especially when you have a show that different. Never yeah. changes. You're yeah. like, well, something's got to change, the costumes, the vehicles. So after Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, which ran until 1996, three seasons, and the movie, once they did that, they started switching things up every year. So right after Mighty Morphin, they had this like 10 episode kind of like fill-in series called Mighty Morphin Alien Rangers, which like did some stuff with like the timeline, and it kind of gets its way, like bridges the gap between Mighty Morphin Power Rangers and Power Rangers Zeo, which was the next version.
Cool. And I love all the iterations, basically just because their costume, at least mostly their visors that they see through are always different. Other than that, they're pretty much exactly the same.
Totally. So after that, we have Power Rangers Zeo. And so they get like the Zero Crystal from Alien Rangers, which is part of that fill-in thing. Right. And that gives them their powers. It's a new power source. And in this one, you have Billy, who's the Blue Ranger. He's still around in the show, but he takes on kind of an advisor role. Like you see in the first episode of that, like a new guy becomes the Blue Ranger. And Billy's like, all right, okay, it's okay. It's okay. And he's like, becomes an advisor role. And then Tommy is still in it. He becomes the new Red Ranger. And so that's Power Rangers Zeo. Yeah, Power Rangers Lightspeed Rescue in 2000. You had Time Force in 2001, which is like, again, kind of messing with timelines and this and that.
Can I just say really quick that it's BS that Kimberly has to wear a skirt in her suit and Trini doesn't, and the boys just get, it's just bullshit. Why is she the Pink Ranger and she has to wear a skirt?
She's a cheerleader, Casey.
Barf.
Also, no, here's a pop quiz question. Why is the Pink Ranger the only one wearing a skirt?
Because sexism. I don't know.
Probably.
Also because in Super Sentai, in the Power Rangers that they took from, the Yellow Ranger was a dude. So that's why.
Okay. Tied on America for making there be two girls then.
Yeah.
But still, BS that the Pink Ranger has to wear a skirt, and I'm calling it.
Indeed.
Fair.
So as we go forward, there's Power Rangers Wild Force, Ninja Storm, Dino Thunder, SPD, Mystic Force. It goes on. And you see certain themes come up again. And there's like Power Rangers RPM, which is all like car based.
It's nice that they really deal with real world issues with Power Rangers STD. You know?
Yeah.
Really nice. Just teaching kids.
They're in college at that point. Sesame Street, you know? Experiment.
Oh my God.
You know.
It's SPD.
No, the cool thing is like, as you go through, there's a dope one right here. Power Rangers Megaforce and Super Megaforce, and they just look like straight up dope, fancy pirates.
They're all
suit jackets.
I'll post this. I want to watch this based on costumes alone. They look dope. They look like futuristic space pirates, and they're fancy as popped collars.
That's true.
I'm a big fan of, I'm looking at like the shows right now. There's one called Power Rangers Samurai Christmas.
Yeah, that's like a special. Yeah, they've done all sorts of silly things. And the cool thing is throughout the years, you have certain characters come back, you know, as they build this kind of this world that's based on an existing world. You have all this footage to pull from, and certain seasons pull from like two shows. So they just write in like, you can take on multiple forms. You can go into this form, or you can go into super ninja form. And that way they can pull footage from the other season.
So to this day, they're still pulling footage.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, 100%.
They still don't.
They have not changed 100%. Their business model.
So from start to finish, this show has cost them like $1 million to make.
It's made $6 billion for them. Yeah. Like, I'm sure that the Power Rangers movie that came out now.
Oh, I'm sure.
Is like by far the most expensive. And they're probably really bummed. They're like, we can pull something from it, right? And they're just like, no, you really can't on this one. They're like, we'll find some footage to put in there.
We'll pull some.
I'll cut some corners. So, we got this.
So what version are we in now?
We are in 2018, which is, we're in Power Rangers Ninja Steel now.
Okay, 2017.
Next year, you know it's 2017, right?
Yeah, I'm getting, you know, you guys are a bunch of sticklers. So in 2017, Power Rangers Ninja Steel. In 2018, we're going Power Rangers Super Ninja Steel. So, yeah.
I guess they can project what the next few seasons will be because they've got a couple back seasons.
I'm sure they have up through 2020 figured out.
Super
yeah.
Sentai.
Well, I just love the idea that you just add Super and it's a completely new concept.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, for sure.
No, it's cool, though. There's like, they've done fun things in the past where they had like one episode where every Red Ranger ever was in it.
Oh, yeah. I remember hearing
they all, like
that
fight
episode.
And stuff. So they've done some kind of cool things over the years. And again, just because they have all this footage to pull from. And I guess they just really are masterful at, like, let's create a story out of all this. Like, Rita's dancing with Lord Zedd. Let's do something with that. And, you know, they have some fun.
So what's up with this new movie? People like it?
It's gotten decent reviews.
Decent, yeah.
I think the bar was probably set low.
Yeah. It was for me, at least. I mean, I haven't seen it, but my bar is pretty much in the ground. Yeah, so.
Yeah. It seems cool. And I think it's doing well. Like, you know, it's made, I think, around $40 million for its opening weekend. Beauty and the Beast is still on top, but I don't think they were expecting it to top necessarily overtake anything.
I'm just going to say that, you know, if they are using their own fights and graphics and everything, it's not a true Power Rangers movie for me.
True.
I'm just not going to consider it.
They got thrown one shot from...
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's going to follow the pattern, though, and everything. So that's my hope, is that they have just beat by beat. It's the same, just each beat's a little bit longer than an episode would be. But it's cool. You have, like, Elizabeth Banks as Rita Repulsa. And in this one, I don't think this is spoilerific, she's formerly the Green Ranger.
What?
Whoa. Yeah. Oh, 'cause I've seen pictures. She's all green. I was wondering why. Okay.
So she's, like, formerly the Green Ranger.
Now I am into this.
Yeah, and, like, wants, like, revenge on Zordon. And wants to basically destroy the Rangers and all that. And she has like a power coin and everything. So I'm like, that's kind of neat. That's a like a better tie-in than rather than like Space Witch destroys, you know, it's like, okay, I could get into your
she
motivation.
Still sounds like that. She's like, damn you Rangers.
Yeah. Yeah. She's so it seems interesting, you know, and you have a whole new batch of young people. You have, Becky G, who's playing the Yellow Ranger, and in this one you have something where she's questioning her sexuality, which is kind of a cool, you know, thing to deal with and stuff with things that teenagers have
also,
to deal with.
She's Latina too, which is great. So.
Yeah, it's great. And it seems like it's diverse. You know, you have an Asian character, you have a black character, you have a Latina character. So it seems like they've done a good job on that and really trying to diversify and showcase as many people as possible because
make it relevant for us. They're just really, I think, banking on nostalgia, too, like, hard.
Definitely.
Come into this
Well, you want the parents
theater.
To take their kids, and the parents maybe watch the original, and they'll take their kids who, you know, are maybe just getting into Power Rangers or who are already into the newer iterations. So, you know, I think it's nice. And I think they have, like, nods to Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Oh, sure, yeah.
That's so cool.
That's basically Power Rangers in a
go,
nutshell.
Go Power Rangers.
Again, watch one episode
Power
and just
Ranger.
In your mind put them in different costumes, and now you've watched all of it. Exactly. It's really simple.
It's a very easiest way to binge watch. You just watch one, and then you're good.
But it was super fun. It's fun to watch now because it's terrible.
Yeah.
It's just terrible. But
I think we're pretty much experts at this point, right? I think
we're ready
for the
quiz. Pop quiz. It's time for the pop quiz. Quiz. We'll laugh when Nick loses.
All right, you guys, I've got some good stuff for you. I've got some good stir for you.
How many questions we got? Nine.
We've got. Let's see. We got three. We got three questions.
Yeah, downsies.
We got three questions. So one, there is Rita Repulsa.
Yeah.
And then another character that kind of comes in is called Lord Zedd. He's this big red, like, visor wearing brain dude thing.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Lord Zedd. There are two things that are fairly unique about Lord Zedd. I want to know if you can just throw something out there and happen to guess right what you think they might be. You can throw out one thing or two, whatever you want. There's two things that are interesting and unique about Lord Sith.
Like about his costume or his personality or...
One's about more overall Power Rangers stuff, and one's about his character specifically.
He's the only British character.
Okay.
Zed.
Okay.
The first trans villain.
That would be awesome. That would
be so awesome. I wish. Although then you're like villainizing him, but whatever. Yeah, that'd be cool. Dylan, do you have any ideas what you think might be unique about this character?
I'm trying to like
remember. I'm going to. I can't even remember this character. I'm going to go, he has a taste for blood.
I mean, they all do.
We all get another guess, right? We get a guess too.
Go for it. If you have a second thing, throw it out now.
He is three places removed from Queen Elizabeth.
Okay.
Taking over the throne.
Going on that British train.
He's actually made of squirrels.
Made of squirrels? Okay.
He is a vaudevillian slapstick villain.
I mean, it looks like that a lot of times. Wrong on all accounts. There's two things. One, Lord Zed was the first fully American creation in terms of villainy.
Really? Oh.
So he does not exist in the Super Sentai show at all.
Really?
So if you see like footage of him and you see like Rita's definitely like younger and hotter, but then they still have like the voice actress and then the mouthing's like closer on those shots. But Lord Zed's a completely American creation, the villain. The first one. The other thing, Zed marries Rita Repulsa and you find out at that time during the ceremony that he's Jewish. He wears a yarmulke and he steps on the glass to
wow.
Is that like Saban? Is that him being like, yeah, Judaism, baby?
Yes, I guess.
I am.
But he's Jewish.
So that's so
what an odd thing to put in.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Mazel tov. That's like
mazel to you.
Mazel mazel.
Question number two. In season three, right at the start, or at the end of season two, we see Jason, the Red Ranger, Zach, the Black Ranger, and Trini, the Yellow Ranger, leave to go on a peace conference, and then new Rangers take their place. What was the reason? Why do you think they wrote that in, that they're going to all of a sudden go on a peace conference?
Wait, who? Which three?
Red, Black, Yellow, Trini, Jason, Zach.
They were replaced?
Yeah, they went to a peace conference and then new Rangers
for the
were
rest
given their
of the
powers.
Season.
The rest of the season.
Wow.
And then they switch iterations. So why do you think they wrote in that all of a sudden they're going to be off and about?
Because they finally got good agents.
Finally got good agents.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with complaints from the Blue Ranger.
Complaints from the Blue Ranger. Okay.
Billy's was, a diva.
Yeah, David Yost is gay, and he was bullied often by the crew and stuff for being homosexual.
Oh,
it was
like,
actually a big issue.
It was, yeah. That's why I asked. Yeah.
Unfortunately. Early 90s,
he did not
guys.
Have a great time on that set.
No.
Yeah. That's why.
Dylan, got any guesses?
Yeah, I'm going to go with cocaine-inspired liquor store robbery.
Yep.
They were fine with that. It's a non-union show. They didn't care. Now, Casey's the most right. It was over money.
I bet. That's what I kind of figured.
So those three, Austin St. John, Walter Jones, and Tui Trang said like, hey, we want this to be a union show. They tried to basically unionize and all that. And they said, bye. You're going to go to a peace conference now. New Rangers.
Oh, my gosh.
So they're not in the movie. They're, you know. And
is
then
it three different people in the movie?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, in that one. Yeah.
Wow.
And then new Rangers came in and were given like the power and then they made the movie and then it switched iterations anyway. So they were gone. So it was over money. They wanted to get paid.
Wow.
More.
That makes sense. I kind of figured it. And I was just like, well, you already said it. So I was like, ah,
okay.
Poor Billy.
Yeah.
I didn't know
it's,
that.
It's really unfortunate. Yeah. He was bullied a lot.
What a-holes.
Yeah. So one thing that happened that Haim Saban and all of them did before creating their own show was they did music. They composed music and theme songs for shows and made, you know, music. So the Power Rangers theme song was inspired by one of their other hits. Do you have any idea what the Power Rangers theme song may have been inspired by?
Wait,
it's
wait.
Another show's theme song. Oh. Any guesses?
Mm-hmm. He-Man?
He-Man, okay, good guess.
I'm gonna go with Bam Fam Family Matters.
Nice, nice.
Oh my gosh.
I know, it's like, oh.
Ooh, I have no idea. I mean, what can we do? What can we say? Beast Wars, that show you guys keep talking about.
Beast Wars. No, it's actually Inspector Gadget.
Oh.
So really? Musically, there's not inspiration there, but Inspector Gadget was a really big hit for them. And so
for Saban,
So they said, like, hey, in Power Rangers, try to incorporate the word go. Cause like, go Gadget, go. So they're like, okay. So like, go Power Rangers, and then turn into this other hit. So they were like, it was like a superstitious thing. They're like, our last big hit, like had go in the title, like have go. And it became another great hit. So
I just love the thinking behind that. It's
It's not like anything to do with the music.
Because we put go in there.
Yeah.
It's like subconsciously like must watch.
That's Inspector Gadget.
Like,
yeah.
The word go.
Inspector Gadget is like the Inspector Gadget. That's so different.
Yeah, go, Gadget, go. So that's why
so interesting.
They wrote the Power Rangers theme song, which is one of the best theme songs ever. So it worked out. That's my thoughts on Power Rangers, you guys. Thanks for going with that. I know I was throwing a lot of terminology and all that. So hopefully any sense.
I could walk around to this generation's 8-year-olds and talk about Zords and connect with them.
Putty people and such.
On that level.
Yeah. So if anything didn't make sense, just understand that sometimes in Power Rangers, things don't make sense and they don't seem to care. So why should you? No, I'm just kidding. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that. Do check us out on social media, you guys. Like I said, we're going to be posting up a lot of things about Power Rangers. We want to take a poll. Is Walter Jones, in fact, Wayne Brady or not? Or is Nick just being insensitive?
We want to find out who's your favorite, like which Ranger is the best.
Team
we're
Blue Ranger.
Poll.
Team Blue Ranger. Always been a fan of
Jason
Bailey.
The Red Ranger, 100%.
Trini, Yellow
Always
Ranger.
Been a fan of
Red Ranger, the leader. But let us know what your favorite Ranger is. If there's a version that you like dig on that's not Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, let us know and sell us on it. Because I'm down to check it out, but totally. I need to be like convinced. Because in my doing research, I watched a few episodes of a couple different versions. Whew, man.
it's
like you turn 11 and everything changes. So do check us out
check
on
us
social
out,
media.
At the Brothers Murph on all forms of social media.
Blam. Everyone who follows us on Twitter gets a puppy picture.
Yeah. Follow us.
That's true.
You get a puppy. It's a great day.
Bam. Or just check out our feed to see a bunch of puppies. Either way it works. Check us out there. Rate our show. Find us on iTunes. Subscribe. So these shows just drop right into your phone or your device. It's easy peasy.
Yep.
Lemon squeezy. For now, I have been Michael Lee Murphy.
I'm Nick Murphy.
Casey Brown.
Dylan White.
And we are imploring you as always to stay curious.
Go, go, Brother Murph. Go, go, Brother Murph. Mighty Morphin Brother.